The oil and gas candidate for governor is using his last few months in Congress killing off public oversight of drilling on public lands. Drilling produces energy and makes money. In deciding on permits, government should be fair and efficient, balancing drillers' commercial needs and the public interest. Pierce has introduced two bills that would prevent the government from even doing that in many situations. Existing law requires review of operations under the Environmental Protection Act, the Historic Preservation Act, and the Endangered Species Act. Ironic to think that last was signed by a Republican president, Richard Nixon, and that environmental protection used to be a shared value. The law contains what are called categorical exclusions, categories of action that clearly wouldn't endanger the environment. Pierce would add many actions that could endanger species, scarce water supplies, or historic relics. Actions such as building a new pipeline or road, or putting in a whole new well pad. He'd make the law meaningless. Pierce would also give drillers a free pass where the mineral rights are less than 50% federally owned. If the state approves, no environmental review at all. New Mexico has no state EPA. Plus, Pierce hopes he'll soon be running our state. Yeah, there's a provision allowing the Secretary of the Interior to inspect. But under Pierce's pal, Trump, hen guarding agencies are staffed with wolves and foxes. Meanwhile, the administration has cut BLM comment periods to meaninglessness. Republicans in Congress would make us pay to file objections and let states manage some federal lands. Pierce knows that without the permitting process, federal agencies may lack adequate information to assess a site, and that too often the laws only get enforced through lawsuits by environmentalists. He knows that these two bills, if made law, could endanger public lands and our scarce water and possibly wildlife species. He needs to maximize his pals' profits. They contribute generously to keeping him in public office. The bills and his candidacy for governor dovetail. The bills would eliminate federal oversight and leave permitting to states, which currently lack jurisdiction over public lands. If Pierce is governor, he can make sure our state doesn't bother his pals much about endangering neighbors' wells or our environment. Most of us prefer some public oversight. Our water, land, and history matter to us. The Republican-controlled Congress and this Republican president won't reject Pierce's bills, but Pierce has provided us one more reason to reject Pierce. And one more reason to elect Xochitl Torres-Small to Congress rather than a Trump fan.